Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, my God, you're so very loved and incredibly sexy people. OMG, what a last week it's been between the Gratitude of Self-Love program, which is the thing that brought in everything about you will have no false gods before me, meaning anything that you are limiting yourself with, any fears, any false beliefs that take you out of your power is a false god before your mighty I Am presence, before the power of you, before the God that you are. You're worshiping things that are taking your power away and not honoring who you really are. I did Jennifer McLean's show last night. There's just been a lot of channeling going on this week. Every once in a while, you know, we open this huge vortex, and it does not surprise me that it's happening right before the holidays, because the holidays are love days. It's a love time. It's a time when even soldiers go back into a vulnerable heart and open their heart. And I want to talk about that today. It's up big time. They keep taking me back there in every private that I've done. And man, if I do say so myself, along with just the energy and the open vortex that we're in here in this time, my channeling and information that's come through in the privates is expanded. I'm not quite sure what to put my finger on other than this Gratitude of Self-Love program. The day I wrote that card to myself changed my life, because I really didn't realize how much I loved me until I sent me that card. Such a simple little thing, but it opened up so much for me. And they keep taking me back to all energy is integrated completely from all dimensions into my divine self. And I said, what is that about, really? What is the highest way I can explain it to my community? And they gave me the word innocence. Now, again, you have to have an open, vulnerable heart as you do a child, as you did when you were a child, in order to really create what you want. Children, until they're taught, do not doubt. Children trust. They trust Santa. They trust the bunny rabbit, the Easter bunny. They trust us. They trust the world. Until we are taught differently, our natural state is to have an open heart that is in trust. As you know, we have our next webinar. We didn't have much turnaround, and if you missed the electrical charge of the universe, you guys want to hear that one. Trust me, you want to hear that one. And our next one, which is November 13th, which is next Wednesday from 7 to 9, is on overwhelm, because I thought it was, well, and they thought it was a really good subject to go into before the holidays. Families like mine are very lucky. We live for Christmas. We love our family time. Family, although we've had many, many, many difficult times and losses and hurtful things happen in our family. Family, for my family, is everything. And everybody does everything they can to get together for what we call the Bowers Christmas. Some of you were not so fortunate. Some of you have experienced a lot of loss this year and have to figure out how to create the holidays. Some of you and your child experienced really unhappy and unpleasant experiences at Christmas. Some of us just go into overwhelm financially, emotionally, physically, right? And when that happens, we close our hearts. We close our hearts to protect ourselves. But the channel is stressing in an urgent way. Do everything you can to keep your heart open this holiday season, which we are already in. You're already starting to see advertisements talking about Christmas. What are the plans? You know, who's getting together for Thanksgiving? I want you to all go, okay, what is my electrical charge around Thanksgiving and Christmas and the holidays? Do I just shut my eyes and hope I can get through it again? That's a closed heart, guys. That's a heart that is not allowing itself to be vulnerable to create new and exciting experiences and traditions. So I want you to really look at how you can define the holidays this way through choice. Now, these are the things they gave me to tell you about overwhelm already. Overwhelm is blocking energy that is flowing or trying to flow or wanting to flow. What that looks like is as soon as you go, oh my God, I'm going to live in the future and worry about how I can get all this done, instead of staying in the moment, you block the flow of that energy. It stops you from taking action. Do you understand? And the more you think about taking action and don't take action, the more overwhelm you go into. It sends out a victim electrical charge to the universe. Overwhelm, if you're into overwhelm, you are not handling the direction of your energy. You are not in control of your perspective. You are going, oh my God, how can I? How can I? How can I? It's too much. It's too much. It's too much. And you are then at the whim of the false god of the part of you that is not taking control over your energy. So you can see how important this subject is, because the subject of overwhelm is all about why we allow ourselves to go there, what we do to go there, and how we can really move back into our power and create handling everything in a timely way. So innocence and a vulnerable heart has a lot to do with overwhelm. If your heart's closed, you will start feeling more overwhelmed because you are out of your own creative capacity. Okay, so any of you, and there are many of you out there, that are still struggling, dealing, looking at the correlation between what your child was taught in religion and what we're learning now and understanding now and approaching from a more scientific view. There's many of us that are caught in the fear and the guilt of leaving religion. I urge you to listen to my conversation between Jennifer McLean and Patricia Cota Robles. It will clarify and open up so very much for you. I hope you'll join me in Austin if you're around that area this weekend. Oh, my God, it's going to be a fabulous fabulous weekend. I speak Saturday morning, and man, do I have a 90 minutes that's going to change people's lives around many. And then, of course, the next weekend, anybody that's close to Hollywood, please come support us. What an amazing event Sheila Gale's put on. Rika Zimmerman, Kenji, Jennifer McLean. I mean, my gosh. And the price is ridiculously low. I mean, two people can't even go to the movies for what she's charging for this amazing event. So please do yourself a favor, love yourself, and come participate in this. I did Aaron's wonderful telesummit yesterday. For those of you who really, really, really want to put together self-love and the focus program, how to use the self-dot, how to hold your focus of self-love, I put together a whole new program. The videos have never been offered before. And, again, very affordable on Aaron's telesummit. You can find all these links on my e-blast. If you don't get my e-blast, go sign up for it at iamdwallace.com. Okay, now I thought I could go to the calls, but obviously, well, they want us to balance everything that I talked about around an open, vulnerable heart, innocence, and overwhelm. So we're all coming together, claiming and invoking the symbol, the formula. Open your hearts, please. Thank you. I am divine love around all this. We're invoking the violet flame that comes down and consumes all of the shifted energy so that we are at a blank page. And we are claiming, I am the innocent God I am, that holds my heart open and vulnerable so that everything is created in the moment, in this moment of now. And so it is. I want to start the call by joining together in this activation. I am the highest information and knowledge from the world of all and unlimited possibilities with the highest understanding possible. It is my commitment to serve myself, others, the world, the universe, and the atmosphere through divine love in this way. And so it is. All righty. Now I can go to the calls. And we're going to start with Michelle in Phoenix. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. I'm the one that emailed you a couple days ago, or yesterday, about the Overwhelm webinar. I'm very excited for that.
Oh, good. Thank you. Yes, thank you for that email, Michelle.
So I don't know. I guess I don't know what to say except for I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of being overwhelmed. I want to control my life. I don't want my life controlling me.
Uh-huh.
I'm just looking for a catalyst or maybe.
Let's find that out because that's part of what overwhelm does. And that's a good thing you brought in, is it creates stress. And we do
so
get
much.
Sick and tired. We can't.
Absolutely.
You know, they
Absolutely.
Don't want you to take that belief that they're stressing that right now. But it can create us becoming sick and tired because that's what stress does to our bodies, right?
Absolutely.
You're putting the electrical charge back in of I'm not in control, and I'm in fear, and I'm angry, and that all gets dumped back into your nervous system. So my first question to you from the channel, Michelle, is if I said to you you're going to live a life of desperation and unhappiness and not create anything you want, would you still choose to be overwhelmed?
No.
Okay. Who's in charge in this moment of not being overwhelmed and being at ease and in the flow of all energy?
Well,
Who's in charge?
Want to be. I want to be in charge.
No, I didn't ask you that. Who is in charge?
You know, I don't know. I feel
You do. Yeah, you do. You're dancing around it, and that's the very reason that you're in overwhelm. You said, I want to be. You see, that is going to keep you in overwhelm, because that, my beautiful person, you're saying, I'm the God of Michelle that isn't in charge. I want to be in charge, but I'm not in charge. So I really don't have control over what's happening, because in order to have control over what's happening, I have to know I'm the God of me. So I ask you again, Michelle, who's in charge?
I am in charge.
Thank you. Thank you. You've got to accept that, guys. If you really want to exponentially move ahead, there are no outs. It's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, period. Now, they want to give you, three. I don't usually get three. Three things, and obviously Michelle is kicking off this call for everybody and kicking off the webinar next Wednesday for everybody. Three things that, there are pieces of information around why you're in overwhelm or what you can do to get out of it, okay? Because you're not really conscious. The first one was, I have to accept that I'm the responsibility. You see, take one thing that you're overwhelmed with right now and tell us about it. What is it?
My job is out of control.
Okay. So I want you to go to your job and just, and everybody pick something right now. We might as well do this together. Pick something that you're overwhelmed about. For me, it's my frickin' emails, trying to stay on top of them. So everybody pick something that you are experiencing overwhelm about. Okay. Are you really seeing yourself at that job, Michelle?
Yes.
Okay. Start laughing. See yourself there and start laughing. Okay. Now, I just want to know, does that feel a little different?
It does. It does.
Okay. And you know what that did? It gave you a sense of humor so you could stand back and not make it the cure for cancer.
Right.
Okay. That's the first step that we have to do, is we have to get out of the overwhelm in order to create the flow. You stay, this is the second thing, you keep focused on what you don't want at work.
I do.
Okay, well, then you, if you keep focused on the BS and, oh my God, there's too much and everybody's coming at me, you will create more of that. You know that, because that's the electrical charge you send out. You are not sending out the message to the universe, which includes all your people at work.
Right.
I am balance. I am flow. I am calm. And everything gets handled.
Okay.
Okay. So we've got the two. Now, here's the third thing. Sheets. Book, give me a song.
Give me a song. Helter Skelter.
Okay. They're not the bad guys, Michelle. They're not going to capture you and take you over. They're not going to tie your hands or get you to lose your senses, right, and become a cult. You don't have to buy into that energy. You can choose to be the balance of that energy. But you got to balance yourself first, baby. And then the energy around you has to respond. Do you understand? It has to. It's a law.
Yes.
Okay, now, all of this comes easily if you choose to love yourself enough to know your God.
Okay.
You're the God of you. Nobody can take you out of overwhelm or keep you in overwhelm if you don't allow it. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay, so do we have a game plan here then? What are you going to do the next time you go to work?
Well, I'm here right now. So I just got here. So my plan for the day is take things one at a time. I'm in control. I'm only one person. I can only do so much.
No. You were doing great until you went there. That's a victim statement. You know,
that's true.
What you're going to do is you're going to stay in the moment and you're going to handle what you have to handle. And whenever you might feel the pressure come in, you're going to start laughing. You're going to smile. You're going to go, no. That's a false god. I'm not going there. I'm in charge here. And, you know, somebody comes in and says, we got to have you, and you can smile and go, yeah, well, can't do it right now, but I'll get to it. And then you have to allow yourself not to feel guilty if you don't. You see, overwhelm is a lot about guilt. I should be doing it. I should be able to be, you know, 50 people. I should be able to, you know. When I reach that place, I go sit out in the sun. I go turn on 60s music and dance for a few minutes. Because, do you understand, it's like getting caught up in a tornado. If you don't get out of it, you don't realize you don't have to be in it.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there anything
I can
else?
Do this. I'm gonna do this.
You absolutely can do this, baby, because you're the only one that can do it.
Yeah, no, I feel like I can get, as long as I can get this place under control, you know, the rest of it will fall into place because, you know, it bleeds into everything else. Your marriage,
yes.
You know, your kids. Your,
Michelle,
you know,
if you get you under control and become the director of your own energy, everything will fall into place. I absolutely guarantee you.
Well, thank you.
So don't get them in order. Get yourself in order. Get your energy in harmony and expectation with the peace and the flow and the balance that you want. But you've got to be peace, flow, and balance for that to happen. You got it?
I do. I have it.
Awesome.
I've got it.
Awesome beginning to this show. Thank you.
Thank you,
Dee.
So
much. And we're going to Emma in Winnipeg.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
It's Erna.
Oh, Erna. I'm so sorry. Yeah, welcome to my eyes on the computer. The RN looked like an M, baby.
Yes, I know it does.
Hello, Erna.
Hello. I'm a first-time caller, but
well,
I've been listening to you for quite a while.
Thank you, and welcome.
And your voice is more powerful over the telephone than it is just listening to you otherwise.
Well, and you should see me in person because when you've got my body with all of it, man.
I would love to see you in person.
So what can we do for you, darling?
I'm calling about a health problem that I'm trying to deal with.
That you are dealing with?
I am dealing with it. It's a digestive problem and also an upper respiratory problem.
Okay. They can give you, I'm not a doctor, I have to state that.
I understand that.
I work with the energy behind what's creating the physical. I can give you part of the information. They also want me to go to the body books that I work with, and they are not in this office. If you will email me later at imdwallace, I will get back to you around what it says in the body books, but they have something else to give you right now. We're going to balance the energy, claiming the symbol, I am divine love. I'm going to digestive. I'm going to respiratory. And that takes me to the breath of life. You're shutting down your breath of life. And what happens, and now they're showing me the breathing exercise, which I will go over with you. Although I think it's on my e-blast, but I'll go over it with you quickly. What happens when we go into fear, I'm just going to kind of act it, we go, and we hold our breath. And when we hold our breath in fear, and that's a metaphor, our abdomen, doesn't expand and contract with the breath of life. Our heart closes down. It affects our respiratory system and every other system, by the way. So their question to you is, what are you so in fear about, darling?
Yes, that's a good question. I really resonated when you said, you talked about innocence and vulnerability.
Uh-huh.
I have always felt that my innocence made me vulnerable.
Your innocence does make you vulnerable, but you have called it bad.
Yes, I have.
Yes, it's not. It's the secret to creation. So this is what happens, guys. We come in. We know what the secret is. A baby knows. They come in innocence. They come in vulnerability. They have to. They're helpless. Now, what happens then is we're skipping along in life with this innocent, vulnerable, open heart, and we get smacked, we get sexually abused, we get left behind, we get yelled at, we get shut down, we have our power taken away, and so because we don't understand, we put together the false belief that we must grow up,
right,
and lose our innocence,
yes,
and close that heart in order to survive. And your body is saying to you, Erna, open your heart again, you're safe. But you won't know that until you do it. Take a breath. Breathe in the beauty and the magnificence of you and of this life. Now, the breathing exercise is you take a long, deep breath to the count of three or four and really fill your diaphragm and your abdomen and your chest. And with a smile on your face, you exhale very slowly while you're saying a mantra to yourself. And we're going to ask, okay, wow, that's her highest mantra. And they're saying, actually, if everyone would do this for at least a week, there would be a huge shift in our consciousness around this innocence and vulnerability. I am, meaning I am the energy of. I am the God of the breath of life. So a slow, deep breath into the count of three or four. With a smile on your face and an open heart, right? You want to really experience the love before you even start the exercise. You exhale then with the mantra, I am the breath of life. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Yes, and? But I'm still holding back.
Well, don't.
I don't know why. I'm still holding myself back.
Well, don't.
Protecting myself.
Well, don't. If I said to you, your life, for the rest of your life, is not going to be happy, and you're going to have more and more health issues, would you still choose to hold yourself back?
No.
Well, then don't, because that's what I'm saying to you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Choose, guys. It's a choice. It's the snap of a finger. And if you know and are in touch, and you are, with what might be limiting you, sabotaging you, being a false god to the power of your I am presence, you know what it is, then switch. You don't need me to tell you. You're in the experience of it. If I'm not happy at work, I have to get happy at work. I have to get myself in alignment with what creates my happiness. Do you understand, darling?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Hold on. There's nothing else. We're claiming the symbol, the formula. I am divine love and invoking the violet flame around all of this. So for 1 week, for 10 minutes, try doing that breathing exercise. They're really emphasizing that this will help you a lot. And tell your body thank you. You got the message. You really need to trust and be innocent and know that a vulnerable heart is a great thing because that's where you create everything you want. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, darling. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Did I know this call was going to be about all this today? I just kind of went with it. So awesome. Awesome things you all are bringing in. We're going to Wilma in Ottawa, Canada.
Hello. I'm laughing again, Dee, because I wasn't planning on being on this call, and I sat down and up popped your Facebook, you're all welcome, loved, and wanted. And I thought, well, I have to at least call in. And then while I was listening to you talking about the family stuff and everything, I've been working on, as you know, for a long time, opening my heart to flow, and my issue had always been money and the thing with my ex-husband and my eyesight, all those, like a triple whammy sort of thing. But I've been beating myself up in a way because I'm getting triggered sometimes by my family, so that, and I oftentimes stop and think to myself, well, geez, wait a second, 2 years ago you would have got up and walked out of the room if you heard someone say something. And now it's still a little, like last night was just a little bitty thing with my daughter that triggered me, but it doesn't trigger me in a bad way. It just makes me feel bad about myself that, oh, wait, I'm supposed to be living in this open, loving heart. And sometimes,
well, yeah,
I'm just like, poof. So and listening to your call this morning was like, wait a second, me still getting triggered every little bit, I correct me if I'm wrong in assuming this, it's like a cleansing thing for me, that it's almost all gone. And that when I look at it from the perspective of where I was when I started this journey, it's like I'm on the way on the other side of it, but there's still a little bit of almost like ashes or dust or something that's going to flick off every now and again. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, it makes sense. And I've said for probably the last 2 months, our biggest issues are coming up again because there's just little vestiges of them hidden away in our cells somewhere. So the biggest thing they're suggesting is that we invoke the violet flame that carries and transports all of the rest of whatever little energies we have that are not serving us. You see, when you go down and get down on yourself, you know, and judge yourself and reprimand yourself, you're playing games with yourself that take away your power. And that's what we've been taught to do. But we're our own teachers now. And we get to say, and I'm telling you, if you just start laughing when you find yourself in these situations, you unplug. You unplug. What she did, whatever your daughter did, triggered a memory that ignited an electrical charge within you. That's all that happened. It's an electrically charged memory emotion. So anything that you can do to unplug that plug and plug it into the other place of, okay, I accept it. I deal with it, I laugh about it, and I know that I'm the creator of joy and ease and effortlessness around all of this.
Well, you know what was so funny? When you were talking to one caller and you were talking about the laughing, it made me think of how oftentimes I have five brothers and four sisters, so oftentimes when something is going on, I will laugh, and my mother always would say, Wilma will laugh at anything. You know, it doesn't matter what it is, she will laugh. To me, I think it's a good thing. And
you bet it is.
just before you gave them the next caller, when you mentioned to her about the breathing, it was like that's when the thing clicked for me why I was supposed to be in on this call and hear the thing about the family, and then realize, okay, this I shouldn't be feeling bad about getting triggered. I should accept that it's just the last little bit flicking off. And so the thought, that just as I had that thought, the thought came to me, I'm like a breath of fresh air. That's why when I'm around them, I'm getting triggered, but it's helping them in the long run. And just as I had that thought, I'm a breath of fresh air. And I felt the electrical charge of that. And then not 2 minutes later, you said to the lady, I am the breath of life.
Isn't it great how we're all interconnected?
Yes, that is
a huge affirmation for you.
Well,
not only that we're all on the same track, but that's a great affirmation to the accuracy of your channel. So I want you to really acknowledge that you were bringing in the information before I brought it in for yourself. Now, you see, the more we're the breath of life, the breath of fresh air, the more we hold the balance and always bring it back to the positive and to creation, it threatens people who don't know how to do that. And so they will try to plug you in. And you get to practice then.
Not anymore.
Being the balance of even that, right?
Yes.
So it's just really all of life is so simple. Just anything that's taking you out of the balance, out of your joy, out of your power, out of your self-love. And the thought, you know, I'm going to get plugged in and I'm going to judge myself, is not in harmony with loving yourself in any way. Right?
It definitely is not.
Okay. So then we choose to shift that and create what we want. Well, I'm going to love myself and I'm going to laugh and I'm going to love her and understand that that's where she's coming from. And I, you know, hear it, but I don't have to be a part of it electrically.
Exactly.
Got it? All right, baby.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Oh, my God. This is going to be a show I use again, for sure. For sure. For sure it's going to. All right, Patty, what's up? We haven't heard from you for a while. Where you been? What's going on?
Just been working and stuff, but I think...
Working and stuff a year ago, you would have said that with a lot more joy because you hadn't been. I've been working, Dee! I created a great job here!
Well, it's about flow, where things were going really good, and then they kind of dropped off, and I'm happy I'm working, but I don't feel like I'm being appreciated.
Well, now, Patty, what would I say to you if you said that?
I'm not appreciating myself.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Are you doing the Gratitude of Self-Love program?
I am.
Okay. It should shift then, which is probably why this is coming up.
Okay.
Okay? If you don't appreciate yourself, or if... And from the day I worked with you, the same thing was going on, Patty. Exactly the same thing. You were saying the same thing to me. So you have a perspective that you are not appreciated in this world. And if you see the world as a world that doesn't appreciate you, even if we do, you will find a way to bring it back to the perspective that you're not.
Okay.
So you've got to love yourself enough to see the world as a world that appreciates you, because that matches your self-love.
Okay.
Do you understand, honey?
What I see in the world is the way I'm feeling.
Yes, and the way you're feeling creates how you see the world, and therefore it creates your experience of it.
Okay.
So the easiest way I can say it is you shift you, you shift your world, period.
Okay.
Okay. Much love to you.
You bet. Thank you.
Let's just balance all that, claiming the symbol, the formula, I am divine love. All righty. Again, it's all about you guys. Go back to if you're saying, oh, my God, you know, they make me feel blah, blah, blah. Then look to where you're feeling that way yourself, about yourself. Joe in Alabama. Hi, you're on.
Oh, hey, it's Joe D in Alabama.
Hi, baby.
Hey, well, since the gratitude of self-love started, I've been getting a lot of information and limitations and old beliefs coming up in my dreams. So I'm taking the time every morning to look at those and balance them. And this morning I had one that came up and just before the call, and because you were a big part of the dream, I felt like maybe this would be good to bring into the community.
Absolutely.
Maybe, okay.
Ooh, I'm visiting you in your dreams now. I like
yeah.
that.
yeah.
Now, before you tell me your dream, you are aware that everything in your dream is you from my perspective, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I don't really have to feel like I need to tell you the dream because I got to the belief. I just haven't balanced it yet because I'm bringing it in for us to balance on the call.
That's
okay?
A true statement, yeah.
Okay. So here's the belief is when I age, I won't have enough money as I get older, you know, the older years.
Well, you know, I can't imagine where you got that. Because every other ad, everything you see in the magazine, everything from AARP, you know, they don't go, they don't approach it from the perspective of let us empower you, right, with all the information you need. You may very well be just fine the rest of your life. No, no, it's all fear.
Right, yeah, I turned on NPR the other day, and then they were talking about that, and I just turned it off. But apparently, you know, it came to the surface in my dream, so, you know.
Well, you turned it off because it hit an electrical place in you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a charge there, and rightfully so, because we are in more countries than any other country I've been in. In America, at 55, you're old.
Yeah.
And you're starting downhill, and you're preyed upon, and you're not looked at with as much respect. This is the perspective, right, that they want us to buy into.
Right.
And that's why it's so incredibly important, because what most of this is about, my beautiful person, is not knowing. I was with a business manager who took care of my money for 30 years. And when I was, for a long time as an actress, I needed that because I traveled so much. So somebody had to pay my bills all the time. And, you know, sometimes I was out of the country for 3 months doing a film. So my point is I totally lost track of what my money was. I didn't have any tangible experience with it. I allowed somebody else to handle it. And I was in constant fear that I didn't have enough because that's the electrical charge of my childhood that was real to me. And it still is an incredibly, if I'm not on top of it, it'll plug in before I even know it's happening. So when I got this new CPA, he said, I'm not doing anything for you. You're sitting down with a bookkeeper twice a month. You're looking at every check. You're signing every check. Nobody has a right to sign your checks for you. And you're going to really understand what you have. And I sat down with my retirement guy and the people that had made all my investments, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I went, oh, my God, I'm okay. What have I been in fear about for 30 years? I'm okay. Does that mean I feel like I can stop working? No. And would I want to stop working? No. But you see, I had, because I didn't know and I was in fear, I had been going, oh, my God, I, you know, when am I ever going to be able to stop working? But it wasn't ever about that, because I love what I do. I love all the stuff that I do. So I'm not going to stop working, but I felt like I didn't have a choice about it because I didn't know and I was in fear. So I want you to go to your little girl, baby. What's your little girl's message that she got about having enough?
Well, that there wasn't, you know, my mother, I mean, my parents came from not much, and things were pretty dire when they were growing up.
Okay.
So there was always, yeah. So
what I want you to understand is that it's really not about I'm not going to have enough money in my older age. It's I've been in fear since I was a little girl that I'm never going to have enough, period. Because that's the electrical charge. That's the model you grew up in, sweetheart.
Yeah.
And so what you want to do then is stand back and go, oh, I see. I was born into this family to know there's always enough. That's the experience that I came in to create and really know in this lifetime. There's always enough. And you know, they also want to put the belief that the only way you can make money is to work really hard. And so if we have that belief, and you do, and most of us do, if you have that belief, then as we enter into our later years, we go, well, I can't work as much anymore because I'm older, and everybody knows that people don't hire older people, which is BS also. But then you've got a double whammy. There's never going to be enough, and now I'm older, so for sure there's not going to be enough because the only way I can make it is by working.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah, I mean, I know I have the belief. It's not my reality, but I know I have the belief.
Baby, if you are living in the fear, whether you have the money or not, it's your reality.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, I'm comfortable. I am comfortable in my life, in my money situation, but I do have that belief. So, yeah, you're
well,
absolutely.
Well, then I would be.
Let's balance it.
I would be daily opening up that vulnerable heart and that innocence of knowing I'm always taken care of. There's always enough, and I am always taken care of.
Yeah, I like that.
Now, I want you to drop down into your heart and go to your love place. You have your love place? Do you have one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like, to always have enough. So any time you might, and you may not ever again, but any time you might move into that, feel that little tinge of electrical fear there, I want you to drop into your heart, open your heart, be vulnerable, and go, oh, I'm going to my love place. And remind myself, this is what it feels like to have more than enough. I am connecting the electrical charge of always knowing and experiencing that I am taken care of with growing older and money. Claiming the symbol, the formula. I am the divine love. I am the thought that creates this. I am the experience that creates this new electrical charge, and it's done. And so it is. Now the channel is just emphasizing you will automatically go back to that charge if your heart is open.
Okay.
Okay.
That, That feels real peaceful, very peaceful.
Good.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? Wow. Thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Dee.
You bet. Okay, Linda, we only have a few minutes, but I want to get to you, baby. What's up?
Oh, I'm so surprised. Stephen didn't come on. I just wanted to say how much I love you and how much I love being in the Gratitude to Self-Love program because I love myself so much.
I get a big yes on that. So, yeah, I'm having quite an amazing experience myself walking through this with you. And it amazes me because I argued with the channel, really, these seem so simple. And they said to me, yes, simple things reflect really deep, great shifts.
Yes.
And I've been keeping my little journal about, oh, I don't have time, and oh, well, I'll do this tomorrow, right?
Right.
And what was my, oh, my post-it notes were, all right, well, I'll do this real quick and get them up, you know. And I just keep bringing myself back to know I'm going to love myself enough to truly experience and be present in all these things that I'm doing. And I can absolutely contest to the shift that I've had within myself around it. And I'm thrilled that you were able to do it, and in deep gratitude, you know, for the people who helped you facilitate this,
yes.
Linda. And, I mean, you got a gift right there. Wow, let me love myself so much and acknowledge how much I'm loved by others that I'm – and tying into the last call – Linda was gifted this program by some other people, beautiful people in the community, that was a gift of self-love right there, creating it, accepting it, allowing it, and really acknowledging that you must have loved yourself enough to create the gift from the universe around this. So.
Well, it's such an awakening. I think the biggest thing for me was the awakening to for one thing, I fell asleep during the webinar, and when I listened to the recording, I kept falling asleep. So it took me a few times to get all the way through the webinar. As I started doing the exercises, the awakening for me was like, oh my goodness, I really do love myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's why you fell asleep. We fall asleep, we get tired. We get overwhelmed when we are resisting the God that we are. So
very nice.
When we're moving that much energy, Linda, it's one of the typical physical reactions that we get tired because we, again, just want the energy to flow. And if we're blocking it in any way, and a lot of people, it's very hard. It's a challenge for them to go, I'm going to step forward in faith, open my heart, and walk into the experience of truly loving myself. It's a challenge. And so sometimes we go to sleep, but the good news is we always wake up.
We always wake up.
And we are claiming today, I am awake
in the
innocence and the vulnerable heart of my conscious creation of divine love.
Yes.
For myself, for the world, and for all energy that exists anywhere in any time-space continuum. And
yes.
So it is. Thank you, darling.
Thank you, darling. Have a beautiful weekend. Everybody, I love everybody.
Yes, and we'll just end with that little, you know, that little love note, that little sharing of love between all of us. It's a beautiful thing, and it's changing the world. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
And she said it better than I could have ever said it, you know, until we meet again. Love yourself, love yourself, and love yourselves more. This was an amazing call. If you didn't get on it, your question was answered anyway, and it's all about love. I love you guys, and I'll see you.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.